Well, that's phenomenal because you actually are saying right there, it is the little things that make the big differences. Absolutely, 100%. So what are those things for me? You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host, and on Fridays, it's a little solo round with me and you, and it is the most random stuff in the world. Normally, it's things that are just going on in my life and just some dialogue with you about things I'm struggling with, working through, things that are working. I call it Fidget Friday because this journey to building something, and I don't necessarily mean just a business, but building something that's greater than you, putting your message out there, your art, your work, putting your voice out there in the world, stepping into a place of leadership is so vulnerable and scary and hard at times. And I just want to have super honest dialogues with you about that process because I'm in it with you. I am on the same journey. I did a kind of a survey with a lot of the listeners. If you're not in our Facebook group, I really, really recommend you going over there. We just have the coolest people gathered over there. And I did a survey with them, just asking them about the show and things that are working for them and not. I make this for you. So I want to make sure that it's stuff that actually is resonating, you know. So I put out a survey, which I really, really recommend if you are building anything, business, a blog, anything that you are delivering to someone else, content, whatever it may be. Figure out a way that you can get feedback from your people because, man, it's so valuable because you don't know what people are thinking until you ask. You just don't know. Like, it blows my mind. Anyway, that's a whole other episode. But anyway, did this survey and I asked several questions and one of them was, what do you wish I would talk about more specifically on like Fidget Fridays? And I had a whole bunch of answers, again, stuff that surprised me. And I thought that today I would just pick one of those and I may pick some more later, but pick one and talk about it. And the very, very first one, let me actually just pull up the question. It said, or it's not a question, but the small things that make the big differences. You do a good job of this, but how it's the little things that make the big differences. Well, that's phenomenal because you actually are saying right there, it is the little things that make the big differences. Absolutely, 100%. So what are those things for me? I jotted down a few ideas right before hitting record and it was about 30 seconds. I jotted down a whole bunch of ideas. I wanted it to be super authentic, things that came up for me immediately, because I think if I put too much thought into it, I would put answers that I feel like I should write as opposed to answers that just are true for me. And so when I read these to you, this is what came like out of my mind within like 30 seconds of hearing that. So what are the little things that I do right now that I think are making the biggest difference? The very first thing I wrote down was time for myself. Ooh, and I'm not that good at it. But I noticed a huge difference, specifically in the morning time when I start my day with even 30 minutes of just quiet time versus not. And I think I get into a grounding place. Like I feel more grounded and secure throughout the day and not as panicky and there's not as much anxiety. Normally in the morning, I read a little, I journal, I have gratitude, I'm practicing meditation. It's so hard, but I'm really working on that. And another thing I've been practicing in the morning is I jot it down in my journal. I write a little bit and then I write down what I'm grateful for. And this is new. This is fresh off the press, y'all. But also I write down, what is my intuition saying? And then I try to sit in silence for a minute and just really tune in. And I write down a thought, if there is one, of like, okay, this is what I feel like my intuition is saying. And sometimes it's really profound, or I think it's profound. And other times it's like, hey, don't do this today. Like it's something that's just like super practical and real. So it's not always like super spiritual, but I've been practicing that not just to get guidance for the day, but also to practice listening to my intuition, because for me, that's really, really hard. I mean, you can probably tell with how fast I talk. I'm just 100 miles an hour. My mind is constantly going. I'm big picture visionary through and through. And I believe that we have intuition for a reason, but it's a practice to stop and listen to it. So I didn't mean to go off on a tangent about that, but that's something very small that I've been practicing that it's a huge, huge difference in my day. The next thing I wrote, man, I need to learn how to write better. Having a stopping point. Yeah. So a stopping point to my work. So I work completely from home. I have a home office and really make my own schedule and all that. And that's super cool, right? Right? It is. But it's also hard because it's easy to abuse yourself in that, where you overwork and you can't separate home from work because it's literally the same place. So having a stopping point at night is really, really helpful. Again, I'm not perfect at that at all, but I try to practice saying, okay, I'm stopping at X time today and it's it. Like, I'm not looking at my email. I'm not going to work on anything. It can wait. So that's huge. Boundaries. What up, boundaries? How you doing? Next thing is, man, my writing is so bad. Doing big things first. And what I mean by that is the biggest thing on your list, if you have a list, your agenda, getting that done and out of the way, because when you do get to that stopping point, you can actually feel like satisfied with the day. Like, wow, I actually got X done. All those little things didn't get done. There's never, okay, let me tell you something real. At the end of the day, I'm never like, I've got nothing left to do. Everything is finished. Today's a great day. That's never happened because there's always something to do. And I'm just having to get comfy, cozy with that feeling of, oh my God, there's so much to do. And just having to mentally stop myself and say, like, you know what? That's the way it's always going to be. And that's okay. And y'all, that's hard. That's why we go into grounding in the morning. That's why we get zen. That's why we try to talk to our intuition, because it's hard. It's really, really hard. The next thing is taking care of my body. And you know what's so interesting is all these little things I'm just now realizing is all like self-care, you know? It's all mental health stuff. But taking care of your body, exercising, eating right. I'm not good at this, y'all. Listen, candy. Let's talk about this real quick. I love food. I love everything that's bad for me. My husband is a personal trainer and he's the most disciplined person in the world. Like, never eats. He eats bad on Friday night. And sometimes on Saturday night, he'll eat a cookie. But like, everything else is on point. And I'm over there like, do you have any extra Oreos? Do we have any in the house? And that's on Monday morning. So I struggle with this. It's a lot harder for me, but I can tell a huge difference when I'm taking care of my body and exercising regularly. I didn't work out like at all this week. I ran one day and the rest of the time I didn't make space for it. And I'm feeling it now. Like, I don't feel as good. My mind isn't as crisp, as you can tell. I can't even talk. So that's a huge thing. And it's a small thing that makes a huge, huge difference. Okay, moving on. This is a good one. This is good. Y'all listen. Not being available. What do I mean by that? Again, being a business owner and working for yourself and all of that, people assume that you just have all this extra time, that you are just at home chilling, watching Oprah. I wish I was. That'd be cool. What up, Oprah? But the truth is it's like self-discipline city over here, because when you have the freedom to be able to do what you want when you want, it's really, really hard to be focused because you don't have a boss sitting there breathing down your neck. You don't have a clock that you clock in and out. You're responsible for you. And so, dude, that's cool. Like, thank you, Jesus. But it's also so hard because that's where self-discipline really, really has to come in. And all this ties back into not being available, meaning not always being on Facebook answering those DMs. I know I hurt people's feelings. I know I hurt them. But listen, I just, it's too much. Like, literally, you could sit online and talk to people all day long, just responding to their comments, responding to what Cheeto are you, all of that stuff. Like, I'm not available, you know what I mean? And sometimes I need to get better about responding to people. I'll admit that 100%. But just setting a boundary where you turn off social media and you're not online, quote, quote, ready to talk, ready to mingle. You know what I mean? That's a huge thing. Okay, I'm moving on. remember, okay, I have a lot of things. I only have two more things left. I'm sorry. These are little things and a lot of things. Remembering that it's not always about me. And what I mean by that is when something doesn't go over as well, or someone doesn't like something, or I don't get as good of a response from something, really realizing that it's not about me personally, not taking stuff so personally, and realize that either A, it's the work that just needs to be better, or B, if someone gets upset with you or doesn't like whatever you put out in the world or whatever it is, that it could be a reflection of them. Holla, amen. It could be your product sucks, or I didn't do as good of a job in the podcast as I wanted to, but, or it could be that, but again, that's not me. And then two, it could be none of that, and it could be a reflection of somebody else. And I know that's a very broad statement for me to make, but that's a whole other 20-minute episode. But that's a small thing that really makes a huge difference in my life, is when something happens that I'm disappointed in, really grounding myself and saying, Heather, of course, it depends on what it is, but I mean, for the most part, it's not always about you. You, the person, the human being. You know what I mean? So, and again, that wraps all back around to that grounding time in the morning. I need that, y'all, or I get crazy. Meditation, which I said earlier. This is why you don't need to write fast and not read over it again. I already said meditation. No, I said intuition. Yeah, meditation, y'all. Listen, Zen. Get Zen with it. I need to stop this episode. But really, I think everything I just said wraps back around to that moment in the day that you just reset and you just sit there for a minute with yourself and you really tune in and listen to your intuition. You realize all that you're grateful for. You look at your day practically from an outsider's perspective as opposed to jumping in it like a chicken with your head cut off. All of that, taking care of your mental health in your space, taking care of your body physically, making time for you, I think, is the smallest little things that you can do that make up the biggest part of your day. And I think everything that I mentioned in this episode on my little, you know, random list that I jotted down in 30 seconds, I think it can all tie back into that. And you know what? It's so simple, but it's also the hardest thing in the world because we deal with guilt. I know I do. Like taking time for yourself, who has time for that? You know what I mean? It does take self-discipline because when I wake up in the morning, I don't know about you, but I immediately start thinking of all the stuff I got to do with the day and I start getting stressed. So again, it takes practice and self-discipline to make that time, but it's amazing when you do, when you create that space, how things just align and work out. And even when, because it's a win, even when everything doesn't get done, the way you process that and the way you handle it is just like night and day. So I hope that was helpful to answer one of those questions from the Facebook group. Again, I'd love to have you a part if you are not. And also, too, one last thing. We are launching something massive next week on YouTube. It's an extension of this show, and it's the sickest thing in the world. So please head over to YouTube and put in Heather Parody. Go ahead and subscribe so when we launch that, you can check out what we're doing. It's going to be amazing. All right, I love you guys. I'm in your corner, and I'll see you Monday. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.